Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Poland has added its voice to calls to allow Ukraine to fire Western-supplied missiles deep into Russia. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Poland's foreign minister on Thursday saying the West should, quote, lift restrictions on the use of long-range weapons. His comments came during a joint news conference in Warsaw with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who said he had extensive discussions with Ukrainian officials in Kyiv on Wednesday, but declined to say whether the U.S. was ready to approve such strikes. Ukraine has been pressing the U.S. and other Western allies to authorize long-range strikes that it says will help to counter Russia's relentless aerial attacks. Russia has warned that any decision to allow would deepen what it called the direct involvement of the U.S. and Europe in the war and would trigger a response from Moscow.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Ukraine accused Russia on Thursday of using strategic bombers to strike a civilian grain vessel in a missile attack in Black Sea waters near NATO member Romania, escalating tensions between Moscow and the military alliance. President Volodymyr Zelensky said the vessel carrying Ukrainian grain to Egypt had been hit overnight by a Russian missile just after it left Ukrainian territorial waters. There were no casualties, he said. Peruvian President Dina Boluarte attended the funeral of former President Alberto Fujimori on Thursday. Boluarte embraced both of Fujimori's children, politicians Kiko and Kenji, before approaching his casket. Fujimori, who died on Wednesday, steered economic growth during the 1990s, but was later jailed for human rights abuses stemming from a bloody war against Maoist rebels. This is VOA News. There was a large gathering of people in a major U.S. western city to remember an American activist killed by the Israeli military. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Hundreds of people gathered on a sandy beach in Seattle Wednesday night to remember 26-year-old Aisha Nora Aigi. The American and Turkish citizen was shot and killed by Israeli soldiers last Friday in the occupied West Bank, where she had traveled to protest settlements on the Palestinian territory. Juliet Majid was her friend.
To see so many people from so many aspects of her life here, how many lives she's touched.
The Israeli military said Aigi was likely shot indirectly and unintentionally by Israeli soldiers. President Joe Biden said in a statement Wednesday that there must be full accountability. Turkey's justice minister says his country is launching an investigation into Aigi's death. I'm Donna Warder.
Nearly 200 people have died in Vietnam in the aftermath of Typhoon Yagi, and 128 are missing as flash floods and landslides take their toll. Vietnam's VN Express newspaper reported on Thursday 199 people have died while more than 800 have been injured. In the capital, floodwaters from the Red River receded slightly, but many areas were still inundated with water neck high in some places. The death toll spiked earlier in the week as a flash flood swept away an entire hamlet in northern Vietnam on Tuesday. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigned in a swing state on Thursday and called for another debate with former President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
At a North Carolina rally, Harris noted this week's debate with Donald Trump.
And I believe we owe it to the voters to have another debate.
Minutes earlier, Trump rejected another matchup, writing on social media, "There will be no third debate after this week's and his June showdown with President Biden." Trump suggests a prize fighter who loses a bout is always the one calling for a rematch. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Senegal President Bassirou Diomaye Faye on Thursday dissolved the opposition-led National Assembly, clearing the way for early legislative elections on November 17th. Faye, who came to power in April, said working with the assembly had grown difficult after members refused to start discussions on the budget law and rejected efforts to dissolve wasteful state institutions. Thursday marked the 2-year anniversary of the parliament, the minimum time that must elapse before a new legislative election. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.